Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Who is Milo's favorite player?
Free Rollins.
Boston sports fans start their day with Tucker and Rich.
Oh, too much.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now, after his death, it was reported that he was gay. And you were his fiance. Was he secretly gay?
Hello? Huh?
Call me.
Because I misinterpreted your text.
Call me.
I promise it'll only be a sec.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Tucker and Rich. Netflix has an excellent documentary about Aaron Hernandez, The Rise and Fall. Concentrates mostly on the fall. And Rich, we have a, and it also features Jermaine Wiggins, who has a lot of insight.
Okay. So the way it's set up is there's no narrator during this documentary, and it's just told by witnesses and experts. There's people who knew the family. There's people who, like scientists, there's coaches. And then there's Jermaine Wiggins. And
and now, if we can make this clear, Rich, they never played on the same team.
No.
At the time, was Jermaine on the show in the building? Was he on, like, the hip-hop show?
I don't know.
But well, basically, there was nothing uniquely...
No.
Nothing unique about Wiggins that would make him valuable in a documentary where you have phone calls... From the prison.
This is, it's weird because you're watching it and you're watching this documentary. They do a really good job. I mean, it's such serious subject matter. And it would be like watching a movie as serious as like Schindler's List and then all of a sudden have Antonio Brown walk in and like Jermaine Wiggins just comes in and what? It ruins everything. Like everything he says, like I'll just present the evidence to you. Everything he says is just, there's nothing of substance. There's really nothing ground, but why they put him on there.
He missed Hernandez by like 8 years on the roster.
He must have called them and said, please put me in this.
Now, we all like Jermaine Wiggins. So
of course I do. I mean,
but he couldn't turn this opportunity down, but when he talks, it is very funny.
Okay, so let's just, from the second episode, let's start real quick with the second episode. Here is, this is for the other ones that we played at the end of the show yesterday.
Do you want me to play the Wiggins one or?
Yeah, no, the ones we played, the two from yesterday that we played.
Okay.
Yeah. Just as a recap. So we played a couple of these yesterday. Do you need help finding them? Okay. This is Jermaine Wiggins commenting on, at the beginning of this second episode, they start to finally get into the actual crime itself. And here we go.
I would have never expected what he was off the field, what Aaron was off the field. I would have never expected that from meeting him. How do you know what that person is, you know, mentally? How are they? Once this whole thing came out with the Odin Lloyd, you started hearing all types of stuff.
Okay, you said nothing. Okay, so hang on. You didn't know when you met this person that, he could commit double murder, double homicide?
Well, I mean, Rich, you got to be able to read someone.
When I saw the Odin Lloyd, I was like, woo, we got some stuff coming out soon.
Yeah, when I saw Aaron Hernandez, I mean, he didn't have a gun.
He's the Booger McFarlane of commentators.
Oh, man.
Like, just... Wow. So you're telling me that when you saw the Odin Lloyd, I love how it's phrased, you were like, ooh, this is going to get bad.
All he is from East Boston.
He is. Yeah, I'm sure he probably mentions that a few times.
All right, and here is more Jermaine Wiggins.
Prosecutors in Boston claim Hernandez drove up next to two men and opened fire after Hernandez blamed them for spilling a drink at a nightclub.
Allegedly, he pulls up to a car next to him and shoots into the window. That's no sane person. That's no sane person.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. Nope. Fred, you said it best. You could have put, like, your kid on
there. Oh, yeah.
And they could have said the exact same. Why did you need Jermaine Wiggins to do
that? Well, they have a news report that says Hernandez pulled up to a car and had and shot. And then Wiggins goes, he pulled up to a car and shot. And you know that's not, he's crazy.
Yeah, that's not a good thing to do.
I don't know where your moral compass is.
If you go outside without a jacket when it's freezing, you'll get cold.
He's the best. If you want a good chicken palm sandwich, you gotta...
Okay, what makes a good chicken palm sandwich? First things first, you got to find a place that makes a good chicken palm sandwich.
These are the insights.
He's right. A chicken palm sandwich.
You know what? He hasn't said one thing that's been wrong the entire time. He's been dead on with everything he said. I think you guys are overreacting.
I have never been within 100 yards of Aaron Hernandez, and I think that I might have been able to give that same insight.
He's the Booger McFarland of this documentary. Just everything.
Maybe he's friends with the guy who made it.
If you want to get a lot of yards in this game, you need to avoid being tackled. Yeah, I mean, there has to be. Like, how did he get in this?
He has to know someone.
Apparently. Okay, so I'm watching. I finally got around to watching the third episode. Do you have the new one? Yeah. Okay, I finally got around to watching the third episode, and I'm back in that, whoa. You know, you're really sucked into this. It's, like, super serious, super grave, and you're like, okay. And unfortunately...
Dr. McKee's research at Boston University was instrumental. What I really admire is that she didn't ever plan to be involved with this. She was an Alzheimer's expert, and the brains just showed up in her lab. She studied more brains of former contact athletes than anyone in the world.
I kind of thought maybe it was just a publicity stunt of some sort, but I could not have been more wrong when I saw the results of his CTE.
For an individual who was only 27 at the time that he died, he had very advanced disease. And not only was it advanced microscopically, especially in the frontal lobes, which are very important for decision-making, judgment, and cognition, this would be the first case we've ever seen of that kind of damage in such a young individual.
I didn't know too much about CTE, but I started to look at the signs and symptoms or the effects of CTE, impulsiveness, you know, rash decisions, sometimes propensity to be violent. I mean, it was Aaron Hernandez. And if you look at everything that this young man had going on, not only physically, but mentally, emotionally, from what had happened to him as a child and from what he'd been dealing with in his own life. And then on top of it, you add the CTE. It all made sense that this tragedy, you know, had probably begun, or the seeds of this tragedy had started many, many years earlier.
My thoughts to people who think that CTE was somehow involved, I think that's an absolute cop-out.
In my intense study of the human brain.
You just had 5 minutes of, like, medical doctors, like, experts in their field, scientists saying, yep, CTE is the reason, CTE, and they got you, man, CTE had nothing to do with any of this.
The brain is what does thinking, and I think it's a cop-out to blame your brain for the way you're thinking.
But for me, I like chocolate and thick.
For instance, my brain tells me when I see chocolate and thick butt to get a boner.
Get up on your knees. Get up on your knees.
Oh, that takes it to another level. They're playing with brains wrong. Wiggins is the best.
He comes in with just all the confidence in the world, and it's so awesome.
That's the thing. He sells everything.
Literally,
he does.
Like 5 minutes leading up to it, it's every, like, prestigious medical expert saying CTE, CTE, CTE. Man, I'll tell you what, this CTE thing ain't got nothing to do with it.
There's no hesitation. That's the best part of it.
I blame bad chicken parm sandwich. I got to hear his further explanation.
Okay, we got the human brain.
My thoughts to people who think that CTE was somehow involved, I think that's an absolute cop-out. There are thousands of former NFL players out there that might have dealt with concussions. I've dealt with them. So to use that as a cop-out, I'm not, no, come on. We're smarter than that, people.
Are we now?
I'm not quite sure if everyone in this documentary is smarter than
all
that.
Those doctors that have been studying brains.
Not as smart.
See, like years and years of research, yeah. Dedicated their lives to the study, but you're just like, cool, man. No, there's no way. Brain stuff, I'm not with it.
If you think about it, people have helmets on their heads, and that protects the brain. I could see if you didn't have a helmet on your head, it's a cop out.
A cop out to what?
My wife, that's why he killed people? How is that a cop out?
My wife heard me in the other room cackling, laughing. She goes, "What are you watching?" I said, "The Aaron Hernandez documentary." Yeah.
This is the funny part. I got to hear that again.
All right.
I got to hear it with a little bit of science before it. All right. All right, here we go.
My thoughts to people who.
It automatically just goes to him.
You can't avoid him.
No.
All right. From what had happened to him as a child and from what he'd been dealing with in his own life, and then on top of it, you add the CTE, it all made sense that this tragedy, you know, had probably begun, or the seeds of this tragedy had started many, many years earlier.
My thoughts to people who think that CTE was something...
My thoughts to people who think... Again, I love Wiggy, but this is ludicrous. I mean, this is just ludicrous.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... I thought it was funny what he said yesterday. I mean, this is next level. You know, me having been a radio DJ for many years, I can tell you that the human brain doesn't work that way. You know, when I'm at Nesson, I very clearly can see people's brains in their heads.
So come here.
I mean, his hair was fine. I mean, his hair didn't show any signs of brain. I mean, I saw him one time without a hat. I mean, his brain was fine. Because he wasn't covering nothing up on his head. He didn't have, like, a big lump on it.
My thoughts to people who think that CTE was somehow involved, I think that's an absolute cop-out. There are thousands of former NFL players out there that might have dealt with concussions. I've dealt with them. So to use that as a cop-out, I'm not, no, come on. We're smarter than that, people.
What's beef?
Right.
Yeah. Are we really smarter than that?
No, I'm not sure if we are.
All right. So
let's go. First up is Touching Rich. One real sensitive, the other's a bitch. Fridget from Detroit and a true Jets fan. What up in the beam? Belichick's the man. See Boston. Here's a place where we keep mad trophies in a case.
Someone said, did the producers not realize that he used the word jellyfish sauce at a pep rally?
Or that he says, my thoughts on people who think... All right, so we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich. Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, well, Major League Baseball just got very interesting.
The baseball world is imploding, and I am here for every single second of it. And yesterday we went next level. I mean, the dominoes keep falling, and they're going to continue to fall because now everyone's angry at everyone, and the internet is an amazing place in times like this. Right,
especially when you can be clandestine. You don't have to let people... You can be anonymous.
You bet your ass. So yesterday, as speculated in this whole Astros-Red Sox cheating scandal, Carlos Beltran, its latest victim, the only player named in the investigation of the Astros sign-stealing scandal, he is out. as manager of the Mets, before even managing a game with the team, the Mets released a big statement that said that they met with Carlos and that they agreed to mutually part ways. And Carlos Beltran ended up releasing some sort of statement that said, this is not who I am. I am a man of faith and integrity, blah, 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 blah. But here's where the fun really began yesterday. Bankroll boy Dan Lifschatz on our show was telling us about a woman on Twitter, or a person, a Twitter account that identifies herself as Carlos Beltran's niece. She was the first one to break the news that Beltran was going to get hired by the Mets for his managerial job, and one of the first to report that his firing was imminent. So yesterday, after it was announced that her uncle allegedly had been, or her alleged uncle, rather, had been let go, Beltran's niece tweeted, quote, I'm told to stay quiet, but I refuse. Sorry, Tio. Jose Altuve and Bregman wore devices that buzzed on inside right shoulder from hallway video game, a video guy. Let's get it all out now. I have pictures from the locker that I will keep for a rainy day. Altuve didn't want his shirt torn off, if I remember. Maybe I misspoke, but Chapman gave up a home run in the game. I absolutely love it, Fred.
Oh, yeah. The idea that you could, first of all, I wonder if it was actually to help, or if it was like when Fat Mike wears the electrodes on his nipples so his so his dominatrix can pleasure him that way.
I just love it because now everyone is going down. Absolutely everyone is going down.
All right, you're...
Oh, yeah, I just we have to do the everyone's going down thing. And on top of that, it seemed that a mere moments after that, as you were saying, Fred, all those pictures, the lump under the jersey of Jose Altuve during the ALCS, and one of my favorites, a video, a damning video of Jose Altuve's walk-off home run against Aroldis Chapman that clinched the ALCS, in which Altuve can be seen like yelling at his teammates not to rip off his jersey. It really was such like an odd moment, the way he clutched onto his jersey.
Well,
his
he had
jersey.
A perfectly... good reason for not doing that.
Yeah, but it was so weird that even Ken Rosenthal, as you said, asked him about it.
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
You are a liar.
Sure, your wife was very embarrassed to have your body shown like that.
I mean,
doesn't let him go in the pool.
Of course not. Joel Sherman of the New York Post, he reached out to Scott Boras, who is the eighth. What is that right there?
Stop after you cheated.
What is that sound? It's playing. That was weird.
I don't know.
Oh, kind of cool. It's about baseball and cheating. I like that. But Jose Altuve is Scott Boras' client, and Scott Boras said, quote, when this came up today, Jose Altuve immediately contacted me, and this was his statement. Quote, I have never worn an electronic device in my performance as a major league player. And as I was mentioning, Trevor Bauer, who's the worst rapper of all time.
You got to play it.
I mean, of course I am.
I was beaten up in school. I was bullied, called a fool. Now I got slobber on my feet because all the females want to drool.
Yep, yep. Mm.
Fool, school, drool.
Yep, the pitcher who is not only a drone nerd, but probably the worst rapper. Is he not only the worst athlete rapper, but just the worst rapper of all time?
He is literally the worst rapper of all time.
He could be. Well, he took a break from his budding hip-hop career to chime in on Twitter by saying, I've heard the same thing. A lot of different pitchers are, of course, all coming out now. But when the baseball world said, well, we're going to keep throwing people under the bus, let's keep going, somebody on a Reddit page said, all right, well, I'll chime in. Ex-Mariners coach Scott Brosius, he ended up the son of him, claimed that Major League Baseball is covering up for one of the biggest names in baseball to take steroids. And this is where we just get to the surreal and the profane here. So yesterday he ended up saying that Mike Trout, they're covering for him by saying that he has a thyroid problem and that he's the reason that baseball doesn't want anyone to know is because it would be an embarrassment to the league. And here we go. Everyone's tearing everyone down, and it just gets better.
He's an outfielder that plays 150 games a year. Of course he's taking something. The human body can't do that.
But what this guy is saying, however, is that Major League Baseball knows about it, and they found a loophole in the rules to where he can say it's for a thyroid problem.
Oh, okay, so as opposed to everyone else who's doing steroids, sure. That's been caught.
But that sure. The best part is that had nothing to do with anything that happened over the last 2 days. Well, it's just all of a sudden a shot to a guy that was not doing anything wrong. He's probably the best player on the planet.
Here's why. It's because tons of people are getting taken down, and there's this mentality. If I'm going down, everyone's going down.
Around me.
And I love it. Because if you believe, and I believe it, I mean, do you honestly think that the Astros were the only people who were doing this scheme?
Scheme, maybe, because it's so wild.
With the vibrating thing?
I mean, that's next level.
I guarantee you, by the time Felger and Maz come on today, there is going to be one of these internet sleuths who has gone through all of the playoff games from 2017 for the Astros, and they will look for all of the bumps and all of the jerseys, every locker room scene. They're going to see if anybody still has a part of a wire that's sticking out.
Absolutely.
You are going to see real evidence. Yeah, John, this would be your favorite. This would be like heaven for you, right?
Right.
Cover yourself in peanut butter nude and just watch these old videos.
Yep.
But, I mean, just get ready because you are going to see that, and once that happens, everyone's going to take everyone else down. Because especially let's say you're a player on the Astros and now people are coming up to you questioning whether or not you won in a valid fashion, whether you should have an asterisk next to your championship. You're saying, all right, F you. I know your team did the same thing. And next thing you know, you've got stuff on the Yankees.
I believe that every team steals signs and uses electronics to steal signs because I would. This is crazy. I could believe very easily that the Astros are the only team that did this. And not everyone on the Astros either.
No, it's variations on a theme. Some people bang on garbage pails. Some people have, you know, buzzers. It just so happens the Astros did both of those things. But I'm sure there are five or six other elaborate ways you can do this.
Okay, sure, so I mean, actually wearing a buzzer like that's connected through Bluetooth or something.
But by the way, that seems like a fairly archaic type of machine. I'm sure it's super easy to do that.
Just to come up with it.
The one thing I did hear yesterday that I found interesting, because right now things have gotten so absurd that I don't rule anything out, is that, you know how Dan Shaughnessy came on here and he said that they, management, but this is before Cora was fired, that management wanted to keep him and they were going to work to keep him. Apparently, according to some reports out there, that was the case. However, the possibility was floated towards ownership that there could be a situation that they would vacate the championship of 2018. Now, I would originally say that sounds insane, but let's say there ends up being hardcore evidence, photos, videos of the people putting these things from the Astros on their chest in order, or over their shoulder in order to feel a vibration when a fastball is coming. Do you think it would be crazy to vacate a team for their championship?
I do.
When you knew that the players had an electronic buzzer device that told him when a fastball was coming?
I do.
Vacating titles is silly to me because it's not like you didn't win.
Only because you don't know how far this virus spreads. And if every team does this, how far back are you willing to go to vacate? And you don't know how long people have been using monitors. The thing. You might vacate one title, and then 2 years down the road, you find out conclusively another team does it. All of a sudden, you're vacating
I'm with Fred. I think monitors is one thing. But if you find out that they're wearing those devices and it's vibrating, I mean, how can you? You have to do something so drastic that it sends shockwaves through the league that no one can even approach doing this.
I mean, you could suspend Altuve for a year.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, that's more than a year. If you're wearing a vibrating thing, that's more than a year. That's got to be like a 2 year scheme. Don't you think like 2 years you would be suspended for that?
I don't know if I'm baseball if I want to suspend.
That's the other thing. You can't start taking all your major stars off the field. You have enough trouble driving young people to this sport to begin with. If you take Altuve off the field, and let's say they pop Trout on this technicality. You take Trout off the field. All of a sudden, you're losing what little star power you have left. Major League Baseball is not that dumb.
No, they're not going to. They're not doing anything to Trout. First of all, who knows if he's doing steroids? But second of all, I mean, you kind of have to in baseball.
The Trout thing kind of came out of nowhere. That was, but that's what you're going to get now that everyone's trying to say, all right, if we're gonna take the dirty bed sheets off and show you the cockroaches, then here we go. You're gonna see every deep and dark and dirty secret come out.
It's great. Because it's the Wild West. This is fantastic.
It's the best baseball offseason ever.
But true. Bauer, I mean, he can rap his way out of anything.
A soul turned by attacks, woven and carved by peeps who are whack. A total package I strive, my soul is revived by all the others who are one of a kind. When they tell you you're
his voice is awful.
Smack them in the face and tell them they're blind.
All right, here are the headlines.
Maybe this is
98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. There is an event coming. 2 days of rock and roll majesty. You have Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, fine. You got Poison, who have gone full-on American.
Mm-hmm.
CC DeVille, at that point, could not be sober anymore.
No.
Then Def Leppard, you know, they'll be tight. They'll play the hits. But then you got something that cannot be duplicated. A very aged Motley Crue.
Yep.
With a singer by the name of Vince Neil, who is a fat drunk.
And by the way, they're not even trying to hide it. Somebody sent me the ad that Ticketmaster has. Like, when you click on the Motley Crue tickets, it's the photo is of just Vince Neil looking like Bumble from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Yeah. Just his big gut and everything, just got his arms up in the air. I mean, they are not hiding any of this.
No, and then Bird told me, which is very exciting, that there's a limit to pyro at the Fenway. So nothing can cover it up.
I read this article yesterday, Fred, that's going around about the preparations that Vince Neil is taking to not keel over and die on stage. And it says the crew are going to great lengths to ensure fans get their money's worth. The big question mark is what kind of shape will Vince Neil show up in? According to Motley Crue bassist Nikki Six, Neil is, quote, killing it. A fan asked in the nicest way.
What's he killing, pigs? So he can have ribs?
Bottles of Evan Williams. So said a fan asked in the nicest way possible how Vince's health was, asking, quote, not meant in a negative way. I ask and hope I don't get blocked. Vince's health. We love Vince. And he said, Nikki Six said, Vince is killing it. Trainers, nutritionists, focused on opening night. The whole band is. It says previously it was rumored that the promoter's contract for this crew reunion tour stated that Neil had to lose weight and enter rehab to get the guarantee that Live Nation was offering. Perhaps the rumor was true, or even if it wasn't, the band is taking their fitness seriously, and I would hope so. Neil has been mocked mercilessly for some of his less than stellar performances, and of course they link a video to one of his many less than stellar performances.
Yeah, I wonder how they found one.
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you just recorded them in the last 20 years.
Yeah, he, and this is the 26th date of the tour. So say he is, like, sober right now, and he's lost a little bit of weight. You're thrown out the window after 26 performances. You think he's going to be on his bus?
Yeah. By the way, so they're looking forward to opening night. So after that, it's like, whoa, we made it. Let's see.
His bus is going to be sponsored by Pizza Rolls. All right, so congratulations to our Motley Crue Def Leppard upgrade winner, Tim from Abington. He'll be seeing Vince Neil up close and personal from turf seats.
I'm very jealous.
Even the promotions department knows that this is how you bring him in.
Oh, yeah.
Tickets are still available for the newly added second Motley Crue Def Leppard show and on sale now at RedSox.com. Our GM very graciously offered me 2 turf tickets, but they're in the second section
Oh no, no, no.
Of the turf. in the fifth row of the second section.
Just go in and get yourself the good ones. Matter of fact, I have a our promotions people said that if we wanted to buy some good ones, then we have access to buying good ones.
Okay,
if you would like those. So
would I like those?
Mm-hmm.
Does Vince Neil sweat?
I would say the man sweats an awful lot. There's no question about that. Yes, I am ready now.
I am ready.
I'm now getting tweets from Bartolo Colon's niece.
Okay. All right. What is
at Bartolo's niece?
Uh huh.
So it's my own. Not to be confused with Carlos Beltran's niece on Twitter, who said, you know, that they were all wearing the buzzers.
Yeah, his big thing was the barbecue sauce on the baseball.
That's right. He said, my uncle Bartolo said that when he hit that home run off the Padres, he was wearing electronic nipple clamps, not to cheat, but for his pleasure.
See, I've already made that joke. Boo! Hack! All right. Well, listen.
Wasn't the guy in Casino, wasn't he wearing like an electronic like buzzer thing when they took his hand with a hammer and smacked it? Remember when the guy was cheating in Casino and they brought him into the back because they busted him for his friend at the other table?
Yeah,
was like,
yeah.
But that was like kind of like a little buzzer type thing, right?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what you do to these guys.
Mm.
Give them some Casino justice.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah, you get them in back, you break their arms, they never play again. It's the way it goes. All right, congratulations again to Tim from Abington, and congratulations to everyone who gets to see Motley Crue. We'll be right back.
Tucker and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yo, check, look, tickety check, it brought the soul back to the home team, Motown, why can't
98.5 The Sports Hub, we are Tucker and Rich, and Rich, what do you got?
Okay, so this was a fairly weird moment that happened yesterday, so Jessica Mendoza, she is on the ESPN's baseball broadcast, and I like her because, for a couple of reasons. One, she doesn't annoy me, and two, because she pisses off a lot of people, it makes me laugh.
That's the greatest.
And oh, what is this dame doing on my TV?
Yeah,
when has she ever played ball?
Yeah, who cares?
Right? It's like, I just to see the Twitter reaction. And she's
Bird. Yeah,
I'm just gonna say that
Bird's gotta hate it.
I know
Bird does
I'm
not.
Sure, she does. Yeah, sure, he does.
That's right. I mean, he doesn't like as he says, Susie Colbert.
He just asked him what he hates.
You gotta listen to the show, Bird.
Hey, that we got him. He was listening yesterday.
I know. You have.
They just said, "What do I hate?" And I just said, "No."
Bird, you gotta listen to the show. Jess Mendoza yesterday. You know, she's not just working for ESPN, but she has a position. She's an advisor to the New York Mets. So she is on the payroll of the New York Mets. Now, she was on the Golic and Wingo show, which, of course, is thumbs up. And she was talking about this whole situation. Now, remember, this clip was before Carlos Beltran got fired. So he had not been let go yet, or not fired. They agreed to part ways.
Yes.
So none of that had happened yet. And so here is Jessica Mendoza, who's an advisor for the Mets. And the whole way this started was Mike Fiers, the guy who used to play for the Astros and was no longer with them. He was the one who kind of started ratting everyone out, and that ended up being where the dominoes fell. And I believe that's when Evan Drellick and Ken Rosenthal spoke with him, and he was one of the he was really the spark in the fire that is now burning down all of baseball. Jessica Mendoza had a problem with that.
You have a problem with Mike Fiers leaving the Astros, going to another team, and then going public with this?
Going public, yeah. I mean, I get it. If you're with the Oakland A's and you're on another team, I mean, heck yeah, you better be telling your teammates, look, hey, heads up, if you hear some noises when you're pitching, like, this is right. What's going right. on, for sure. But to go public, yeah, that it didn't sit well with me. And honestly, it made me sad for the sport that's how this all got found out. I mean, this wasn't something that MLB naturally investigated or that even other teams complained about because they naturally heard about and then investigations happened. But it came from within. It was a player that was a part of it, that benefited from it during the regular season when he was a part of that team. And that, when I first heard about it, it's just, it hits you like any teammate would, right? It's something that you don't do. I totally get telling your future teammates, helping them win, letting people know. But to go public with it and call them out and start all of this, it's hard to swallow.
Yeah, snitches get stitches.
Yeah, I mean, of course, everyone's like, all right, member of the New York Mets who's obviously making a statement because you don't want people in the New York Mets to get taken down. So after all that happened, and of course she had a bunch of she got a ton of backlash. She ended up releasing a statement saying, "Thought it was important to clarify my earlier remarks about sign stealing in Major League Baseball. Most importantly, I feel strongly that the game of baseball will benefit greatly because that sign stealing matter was uncovered. Cheating the game is something that needs to be addressed, and I'm happy to see the league has taken appropriate action. The point I should have been more clear on was this. I believe it's very critical that this news was made public. I simply disagree with the manner in which it was done."
Well, they should have called a press conference at the White House.
Well, how else is it going to be done?
They should have had Vince Neil singing and no one would have understood.
Right, of course. I mean, he would have gotten up there. They said, Mr. Neil, what say you about all of this? And he would go, "We was on this plan. All we needed was a land." Okay, well, I appreciate that, Vince Neil.
They should have had it at the Kowloon.
Well, that would have been nice. They could have done that. So Jess Mendoza also said that the Mets general manager had to come out and say, "Jessica was speaking as an ESPN analyst, not as a spokesperson for the Mets."
That's convenient dodge there. That's
it's
good.
Like, oh, maybe I'll just go this way or this way. Yeah.
That's the thing when you have two jobs. That you can say something for one job, and then everyone will ignore it for your other job.
It is fairly strange that now, is she allowed to call on ESPN Mets games? Or do they have to keep her away from that?
I don't know. How often are the Mets on Sunday nights?
And not that really anyone should care. I mean, you know who she is. There's not really any kind of hiding from the fact that she works for the Mets.
Well, I mean, if it's Brian Griese used to do... Bob Griese used to do Brian Griese's games. But, I mean, I guess all she could do is she could have... You know, she could promote the Mets. I don't know. I don't think that would be a big deal.
Well, now it's all coming out, too. And as I said, you know, I mentioned it this morning. Someone's going to sit down and they're going to find, you know, all these bumps in people's clothes where you can, you know, tell where there might have been some sort of buzzer. And already there's people who are finding these pictures all over the place. And there's some that are just ridiculous. I mean, it's going to get crazy where anyone who has any kind of, you know, crease. So John Wallach, there was a picture that was sent to me where someone circled a photo of you and your pants when you were with Jimmy Kimmel when he's in the studio.
Yep.
Said he has a buzzing device in his pants, apparently.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That could knock us all out. It could take the electricity out of the room.
Maybe it could. But this person who is Carlos Beltran's niece, and the one that, of course, we were told about from Dan Livshatz, and I guess Incarcerated Bob's been all over this too. There's been players who have come out and said, "This is not his niece. This is a player. This is someone." The things that they've written and some of the things that they've said would only be known to someone who was actually there, not told secondhand. There's details in other tweets that they've gone through, and now the account's gone. But they've said, "This is a player, and this is someone's burner account."
I bet you it's Trevor Bauer's burner account, and I'm not just saying that for the rap.
He's already burning enough. "I was beaten up in school. I was bullied, called a fool. Now I got slobber on my feet because all the females want to drool." No, because now you're going to have, like, every different, like, every pitcher's going to come out. And they're going to say, "Well, we knew this was happening," because obviously it makes you look better. I mean, if you're getting rocked, it benefits you to say that everybody's cheating and everyone knows when the pitches are coming. But when you have the anonymous ones are almost the best, because then all of a sudden it gets people looking and digging. And I like that. But if you've got the fact that Mike Fiers is getting any crap, and he's getting a lot of it, too, for exposing this, is just absolutely hysterical. And you're going to have it. You're going to have people who are going down, and it's just going to become more mudslinging. And I wonder if, like, the Beltran thing or the Cora firing is because, like, they know that they've got really bad stuff on them. You know what I mean?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you don't fire a Major League World Series manager just for no reason.
Well, I mean, I guess you could justify that it was bad enough that he was part of the trash can thing. I also think the trash can thing, as bad as it is like kind of so archaic that like the punishment shouldn't even be that bad.
Right. But, well, I think any sign stealing that's, you know, they all used cameras.
But you got a buzzer. You got a guy watching a video in the other room and literally pressing a button that buzzes on your shoulder when you're up to bat to tell you a fastball's coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't think that's too insane. I really don't think, and I'm not trying to be like, you know, blowing this up or speaking hyperbole. That's so egregious that I could see Major League Baseball doing something that is really drastic on that. And whether it be... a lifetime ban for somebody who was involved in it or possibly vacating a title.
I still say that's not going to happen.
Yeah, vacating titles don't work, first of all.
It's not going to vacate anything.
No. Tell that to USC.
Yeah, that's really
a direct comparison.
None of those guys had a career after that.
The Fab Four of Michigan. It's exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
we're taking away those Final Four banners. You know, UMass, when Marcus can be ineligible, they're vacating that.
This is arguably the worst cheating. I mean, if that ends up being true where they had buzzers on their shoulders to tell
them
what
the evolution of the thing they just stopped.
Is that the worst cheating in professional sports that you know of?
Well, it makes Spygate look cute.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I can't think of anything.
Belichick, they had everybody on the defense for the Patriots had buzzers when it was a run play.
Well, the Black Sox is worse than this.
Yes, that's the standard.
Yeah, because they were predetermining the outcome of games, which, again, in sports, obviously, is the one thing you can't afford to have.
Yeah, Black Sox would be worse.
Yeah, because they were throwing games.
But look what happened. I mean, there were lifetime bans all around.
Yeah, but
that's worse. That's the standard. This is less than that.
You have to ban someone for a lifetime if they gamble on the game, even if it's to win. Because, again, we've been through this. You could use your bullpen in a way that you normally wouldn't use it because you have money on a game. You could burn a guy out when you normally wouldn't do it.
I know Tony Mazz will probably do something like this at 2 because, I mean, it just sounds like something he would do. But I would really, truly like to go back to that Astros team. And I would like to, during that run, and just basic memory, the amount of great pitchers that they rocked during that series.
Well, their lineup was insane. So if they were all cheating, it wasn't actually necessary.
But, I mean, during that run, the Aroldis Chapman thing that we keep talking about with Altuve, where he says, don't take off my shirt. Think of those three games in the center there during the World Series where it was a Kershaw and who else was?
Kershaw sucks in the playoffs.
Greinke too, right? Greinke was with LA back
maybe
then?
Maybe we know why he sucks now. Possibly Greinke.
Was it Greinke?
You're saying the Cardinals cheat? Come on. No. They only hack into other teams' computer systems. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.